In studio with me is a good friend of all of my radio shows. It's Jamie Petrie. He is the man, the myth, the legend behind the Stratford Fighting Irish. And Jamie, not just a hockey team. You guys do all sorts of stuff in the area. But let's start with this weekend's hockey because it's a big game for us as well. We will be there.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we're away Friday. We don't need to tease that too much, but we're in Petrolia Friday night. And then we're back home Saturday for a big game. And I'll preface it by saying that if cancer hasn't touched a loved one, that's great. Mm-hmm. But the percentages are it's going to at some time. So it's our way of a little bit doing our part. And the beauty of our league is it's mandated that every team does a charity night. And the last couple of seasons, we've teamed up with Knox Presbyterian Church, good English, Jamie, but Knox Church in Stratford with their cancer ward. So they take care of men's and ladies and whether it's wigs and makeup and so on and so forth. It's great in the past where we've dealt with the Canadian Cancer Society. It's awesome. But to know that it's directly going to a local firm, mm-hmm. a local charity, is great. So I hope everybody online checks it out to see our Christmas jerseys. They're really, really sharp. And we will be auctioning those off immediately after the game. Game worn jersey, sweat and all, maybe some blood. And the proceeds will go directly to Knox Church. And then, excuse me, we have... Our friends with you guys, the JCS, the Kiwanis Basket Fund. I remember this has been around for ages.
Yes, yeah, 47 years it's awesome. Been going. Yeah,
awesome. So you know, hopefully everybody brings some spare change and can help out in that regards. The other is our Chuck a Puck, and you and I have talked about this many times. So Chuck a Puck is usually people just throw a puck to the middle and they get one prize. We have multiple prizes on the ice, and we'll have 24 prizes, you know, because it gets us to Christmas Eve. But we will have the normal prizes, toys and stuff, Christmas themes. We'll have turkey, we'll have ham, we'll have stuffing. So any of you guys out there that are supposed to make the meal for the family, if you haven't got your groceries done, then hey, come and grab
buy a puck.
Buy a puck.
Buy 10.
Let's go.
Absolutely. So there you go. The Kiwanis Club of Stratford will be there. We will be there as well. It's collecting donations, of course. The Fighting Irish will have all kinds of prizes, and they are auctioning off jerseys, which we'll share a picture up on the Facebook page so you can see the jerseys you're auctioning off. Now, Jamie, you wanted to talk a little business for a while about another upcoming event that you've got coming up.
Well, you alluded to earlier that we're friends, and we certainly are, and I follow your Facebook, your social media presence, and I honestly think you came out of the womb as Hulk Hogan. So we are dipping our toes into the squared circle. And as you had said, we do much more than hockey, and we certainly mm-hmm. try to with concerts and steak dinners and golf tournaments. But we have Hammerlock Wrestling coming to Stratford January 20th, 9 gigantic matches, one big battle royale, and the two will, the two winners will fight it off at the finals. But the problem is not all the wrestlers have a manager.
Wait, I think I know someone that can help.
Okay, so I think we're here. We have a contract here in mm-hmm. front. We want KFL to be a guest manager for one of our wrestlers. Open-ended, it includes two Miller Lights.
Yes.
And backstage passes to meet all the wrestlers. But I hope you take that wrestler, take him to a higher place and get him the title.
All right. So you know how a lot of people growing up, well, I grew up watching wrestling, as you alluded to. Mm-hmm. I still watch wrestling to this day. The managers in the 80s are who I will be channeling. Bobby the Brain Heenan, mm-hmm. the Mouth of the South, yeah. Jimmy Hart.
Yeah.
And we're even going to go Mr. Fuji. Mm-hmm. We're going to go all over the map here. This is the job I was born to do.
I think you're all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I'm CJCS management, I'm probably watching this because you might be heading to the WWE.
I might show the Mouth of Stratford, yeah, KFL.
That's right. No, looking forward to it. Should be a fun night. Tickets are rocking. Everybody go online to Stratford Irish, to our Facebook site. There's an online ticket agency you can go right directly to, or you'll see phone numbers for us. The other thing that we're doing that night is you know, the wrestling is one thing, but we're also doing a free live music act with local Wide Open Throttle. Now, they're an 80s, 90s band, and they play everything heavy metal to modern rock to a little bit of soft. So we're looking forward to this. So it's a full plethora of fun.
It's a full day of fun. And a reminder too, I've talked to Hammerlock before. It is a family friendly wrestling show. They try to bring back the golden age of wrestling where you take the kids down and there's no cuts, there's no blood. It's just just fun.
It is fun. And you know, we talked off air about when you go to a WWE and it's all fun and all that, but we're limited on what we can do. We're limited. The fans are limited to the access.
Mm-hmm.
These wrestlers will be sitting in the crowd in between matches. They'll be signing autographs and there'll be some stuff before and after. They're going to be waiting around after to listen to Wide Open Throttle. So there's good accessibility to that. And we're looking forward to it. Hammerlock, this will be our first event, but we've obviously been speaking to them for over a year now. They're a partner of ours and they've been very forward thinking on some of the stuff. They've been going hard on the social media. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're looking forward to this.
I follow them because I've interviewed Diener, who is a wrestler with Hammerlock, and I follow them on all the socials as well. They come up, they do great shows.
Yeah.
These small promotions are a lot of fun to watch. Trust me, I'm a wrestling fan. I know.
Well, and do they make, is this their full-time job? It isn't.
No.
But they give her.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They give her and it's, you know, you could kind of, cross it a little bit with our players. You know, like our players don't make a ton of money, but on the weekend they give her, and so I think this is going to be outstanding.
On the weekend they are pros.
That's right, and
that's the same with these small promotion wrestling guys. They have full-time jobs, and yes, it is predetermined, but what they do in the ring is 100% real. They put their bodies on the line.
Sure it is, and there's injuries and stuff, and that can't be that's an understatement for sure that they put their bodies on the line. So we're looking forward to that. They're going to put on a good show, and this will be the first of we hope, of many, many events partnered up with Hammerlock.
Fantastic, Jamie. And Hammerlock is coming. We got two tickets to give away for the wrestling.
Yep. Let's give away two tickets. You can take call or whatever you want. And I'm excited. Mouth of the South. Bobby the Brain, K-Brain.
Just a mix. I'm a mix of all of them. I know how to do this. I've been watching for years.
Can't wait.
I am excited. Thank you so much, Jamie.
All right. Thanks, buddy.